I'm Brian Moldeen. The right to a criminal trial by jury is spelled out in the U.S. Constitution, both in Article 3 and in the Sixth Amendment. Despite the right to a trial by jury, fewer than 5% of criminal cases filed in court are actually decided by a jury. And that's a problem, according to University of Illinois law professor Suja Thomas. In her new book, The Missing American Jury, Thomas argues that the decline of the jury trial is a bad thing for our democracy. I spoke with Thomas this week about her book and the reduction in jury trials in the United States.
Yes, my book talks about this phenomenon that juries decide very few cases in the courts. So some of the statistics that we have show that juries decide 1 to 4% of the criminal cases filed in court. Juries decide less than 1% of the civil cases filed in court. And in over 25 states, grand juries actually don't decide whether serious crimes should proceed against criminal defendants.
Very interesting. Why is this important?
I think it's important because the jury is a part of our Constitution, and three different provisions of the Constitution provides for jury trials. And there was a reason that we picked juries to decide. It was because we wanted to protect against other parts of government. And ultimately, what's happened is it's been a grab for power. That is, other parts of government have actually taken the jury's authority.
Looking at criminal trials, once it's been decided by whether it's by a grand jury or a judge that the case should go to trial, how have juries diminished in criminal cases?
So what we really see is almost no jury trial, and that's because we have in over 90% of our cases, we have plea bargaining. And so what happens there is that a prosecutor, by virtue of the plea, states to a criminal defendant that if you take this plea, you're going to receive this type of sentence. And the sentence that's associated with an actual jury trial is so much higher that no one thinks they really should take that chance at a jury trial. But that wasn't the way the system was set up. The system wasn't set up to be an incentive to actually not take the jury trial. It wasn't the case back in the day, which is what our country's jury was based on, the English jury in the late 18th century. It never was the case that they had anything like plea bargaining under that system. In fact, it was just inverted, just the opposite. That is, that pleas occurred in only 1 to 3% of the cases. And it wasn't a situation where you essentially felt like you had to take a plea. You just wanted to take a plea.
What's the reason for the increase in these plea bargains? How has that happened over time?
I think that prosecutors have the ability to force these types of pleas because of the legislatures enacting legislation that allows for mandatory minimums, for example. There's also sentencing guidelines that also influence whether someone will take a plea. So I think the legislature is a part of the story that has contributed to the jury not deciding many cases.
Allow me to play devil's advocate for just a moment. Would the current system with more plea bargains involved, would that increase the efficiency of the system, allowing more cases to go through our court system?
Right. And I think that's one of the things that people will argue is this is a more efficient system. And what I would say to that is that we set up our Constitution in a way to have juries decide. And it wasn't supposed to be efficient. No one ever said the jury was supposed to be efficient. It wasn't the efficient way to do things. But we chose to have the jury decide to have a check on the government. And right now, we don't have that check on the government because of so many plea bargains. And oftentimes, it also occurs in situations where you have a poor person who is subject to the police's power and the prosecutor's power. And while, in fact, the prosecutor may be right or the police may be right, it's an important check that we put in our Constitution that I think, unfortunately, isn't being used.
So if the problem is a lack of jury trials, how do we fix it?
So that's a difficult question. And I think that what I'm trying to do with the book is to expose the phenomenon, first of all, because I think basically most people from the community who are not in the legal system do not know about this phenomenon. So that's the first thing. I think people knowing about this will help start to think about how to solve the problem. It is also possible for Congress to act and for the United States Supreme Court to act and also obviously for state legislatures to act and also their state judiciaries to act. And that could make change as well. In this political climate, it's unlikely that that is going to occur. In my book, I talk about some intermediate proposals for change that I will talk about at the talk at the library. But right now, I think the most important thing is to have people understand this phenomenon is occurring, and then we can have more discussion as to how this can change.
That's University of Illinois law professor Suja Thomas discussing her new book, The Missing American Journey, published by Cambridge University Press. Professor Thomas is discussing the book tonight at the Champaign Public Library, beginning at 6:30 p.m.